afternoon. Thanks for coming back and listening so soon. Bring in the stories of everyday folks while you sit back, relax, have a whisk, coach. Here we go with the Trend Speak podcast, bringing you insight or bringing a laugh. Here's the man who might have a plan. Give it up for your host, Trent Pod Scaland.
So, unbeknownst to me, I'm actually recording on what is International Podcast Day. I didn't even know there was such a thing until I popped into Spotify and saw that it was International Podcast Day on today, Sunday. Obviously, by the time you're listening to this, it will have been yesterday or the previous Sunday or whenever it may be. I guess time really is dependent on when you're listening, I suppose. I hope you've all had a great couple of weeks. Man, can you believe we are in October already? And it just feels like time goes faster and faster as you get older. And I've had this conversation with different people, and I've looked up the concept of time and why it feels that way, but it still just boggles my mind sometimes how fast things really seem to go, especially during the fall. For me, at least, with football season, making trips to Ann Arbor to watch the Michigan football games, just watching the games on TV, following with fantasy on Sundays. I was talking to someone once and they really pointed out that we have football almost every day of the week. The majority of the week there is a football game on. Typically we'll have Thursday night football, some Friday night college games sometimes. Then you, of course, you have your Saturday slate of college football, your Sunday slate of the NFL, followed by the Monday night games as well for the NFL. So it almost just leaves Tuesday and Wednesday that you really don't have football games. Now, I don't really watch the Friday night games typically, but they're out there as an option. And you might be thinking to yourself, Trent, why are you talking so much about football? I hope that we don't talk about football the entire time. And rest assured, we will not talk about football the entire time. However, I will say that is where the idea for this week's episode came from. Sometimes when I don't have a guest on, really it's just whatever is on my mind or whatever may happen in a particular week that I kind of hone in on, more or less. And something happened at the Michigan Bowling Green football game a few weeks ago that really made me start to think about this topic of bigger than the game. You see, there was a hit that happened in the game, and actually there were quite a few injuries, unfortunately, for the Bowling Green football team during gameplay. But one in particular paused gameplay for quite some time. Now, I don't know how much time it was paused for, but I can tell you it felt long, even just being at the stadium. And you knew it was serious when they were taking a long time on the field, even before they had brought the cart out. You kind of had a feeling the gentleman was going to be carted off. Now, during this time, both before the cart and during the cart, of course, everyone is quiet And you have players from the opposing team, in this case, the Michigan Wolverines, starting to take a knee. Now let's think about this for a second. No one told the stadium they had to be quiet. Those players don't have to take a knee. It becomes prime time to have conversation, look at plays, let's talk about what our strategy is going to be. Now, by no means am I saying that should happen, but it's something that could happen. But it all comes back to one word. Respect. And not just respect, but the fact that it's, as the episode title would say, bigger than the game. You see, while it is all about competition and wins and losses, that's actually not what it's really about. It's bigger than that. In fact, I started doing a little bit of research, and there are a lot of examples of situations, celebrations that show that things really are bigger than the game. There was an article written in The Mentor, and I've never heard of The Mentor before. I was actually wondering if it was even a credible source, but this website, mhsmentor.com, The Mentor is actually the weekly newspaper out of Manhattan High School in Manhattan, Kansas. And so this is all student stories. These are students coming up with the stories. And back in 2018, an article was written by Alora Osterman called Play for Something Bigger Than Yourself. And I think Alora brings out some really great points within that article. You know, Alora really makes mention to the fact that oftentimes athletes could just be going through the motions. And while we are talking about athletes and that's where it came from, it's not just related to sports. How many times have you found yourself just going through the motions? Sometimes we have to take that step back and say, okay, what is my purpose? What goal or objective is truly trying to be achieved here? I thought there was a really great quote that was pulled out of the article. And it said, quote, in every sport, if we spend our time focusing on how I can be the best, then we will never be satisfied. Shouldn't it be about I? It should be about we, a collective. The first step, Alora says, is recognizing that. That there's a we. She goes on to say in the article, having a cause and having a reason, something to play for, something to work toward, gives you that drive, gives you that motivation. Sometimes we need to take ourselves out of the moment. So let's go back to that example of the football game where the Bowling Green player went down and was about to be carted off the field. That sign of respect. The fact that the game didn't truly matter at that point. What mattered was the safety of that player. What mattered was that they were going to be okay and they were going to recover. You see, too often, it's always, what about me? What's in it for me? But what we really need to do is flip the script and turn that me into a we. Stop asking what's in it for me. While sometimes, yes, you do need to be selfish, sometimes we need to do something for another person. If you're not familiar with who Jimmy V is, or Jim Valvano, he was an American college basketball player, coach, and broadcaster. He had a very successful career at multiple schools, namely North Carolina State University. You may hear him referred to as Jimmy V, as that was his nickname. And if you're wondering where you've heard Jimmy V before, you've probably heard of the Jimmy V Award. This is an award that is given at the ESPY Awards, part of ESPN's Sport Awards. And it's given to a deserving member of the sporting world who has overcome great obstacles through perseverance and determination. Jimmy V once said, quote, a person does not become whole until he or she becomes a part of something bigger than him or herself. Let's talk about a story from 2020. There was a New York Times article that was published in December of 2020 about moments that really brought us all together in sports. Moments that gave us hope in a world that, at the time, quite arguably, was hopeless. We were in the pandemic and we didn't know what was going to happen. But the article shows moments that there was hope, there was humanity, and also taught us lessons. Within this particular article, there was a writer by the name of Randall Archibald who had a subsection, and the subsection was called When a Wrong Turn Gave Us Hope. And it was about British triathlete James Teagle, who was actually running a triathlon in Spain in September of 2020. Now, he was poised to claim third place. That was before Spanish triathlete Diego Maintrida overtook him. And then Maintrida did something that people kind of questioned and wondered about. Right at the finish line, Maintrida looked back and paused. Why he paused was to let Teagle step past him for the third place spot. Later, when asked, Maintrida said he was being just a good sport. On Instagram, Maintrida wrote, quote, "This is something my parents and my club taught me since I was a child. In my view, it should be a normal thing to do." End quote. Bigger than the game. Bigger than something in and of yourself. What are you doing today to contribute to being bigger than the game? Bigger than whatever it may be. Maybe it's taking a step back from your ego. Maybe it's taking a step back from being wrong or fighting a battle that really isn't worth fighting. You know, something my mom has always said is, choose your battles. And that's something that I say to myself multiple times a week. Is this really another cliche here, the hill that I want to die on? Choose your battles. Wise words from my mother. This week, I challenge you to find areas that you can be bigger than the game. You think about DeMar Hamlin and when he went down in the Buffalo Bills game into cardiac arrest, and how the sports world rallied around DeMar Hamlin. You think about when Kobe Bryant died and how the sports world rallied around remembrance of such a great basketball player, despite any rivalries or any grievances there may have been. It doesn't just have to be rallying around those who have passed. Naomi Osaka and Simone Biles both put their mental health before a gold medal or a championship. They used their platform for social change. Tom Daley is another example. He was an openly, let me make sure I get this right here. So it says in this article that I'm looking at, Daley redefined what it meant to be an athlete. After taking gold in the men's synchronized 10 meters, he said, quote, "When I was younger, I always felt like the one who was alone and different and didn't fit in. I hope that any LGBT person out there can see, no matter how alone you feel right now, you are not alone. You can achieve anything," end quote. And thanks to Daley and others who have come thereafter, we saw more and more LGBTQ plus athletes competing in the Olympics. These were people paving the way for others, bigger than the sport itself. Thank you for listening this week. And again, I just challenge you to figure out a way that you can be bigger than the game. If you liked what you heard today, please subscribe and follow. You can find me on all streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, you know, the whole gamut. Please follow me on Instagram at Trent Speaks. Feel free to drop me a message. I would love to chat with you. Or you can email me, TrentSpeaks@gmail.com. Always looking for guests and would love to have you on to share your story as well. Until next week, everyone.